This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, September 29th, 2019. We're now here. President Trump rightfully has told America and the world that we are at war against internal enemies who wish to overthrow our country and the election of 2016. America is fighting for its life, but at least we're fighting. Here he is from the Rose Garden yesterday.
What's going on now is the single greatest scam in the history of American politics. The Democrats want to take away your guns. They want to take away your health care. They want to take away your vote. They want to take away your freedom. They want to take away your judges. They want to take away everything. We can never let this happen. We're fighting to drain the swamp, and that's exactly what I'm doing. And you see why we have to do it. Because our country is at stake like never before. It's all very simple. They're trying to stop me because I'm fighting for you, and I'll never let that happen.
That's Saturday. This is what he had to say on Friday. Surreptitiously video, but he's talking to the diplomatic corps at the UN, the U.S. diplomatic corps. He's telling them that we're in a war. We are. Here's the president.
So the Wizard of War came out and said nothing. Said a couple of people told me he had a conversation with Ukraine. We're in a war. These people are sick. They're sick. And nobody's called it out like I do. I don't understand. People are afraid to call it out. They're afraid to say that the press is crooked. We have a crooked press. We have a dishonest media. I want to know who's the person that gave the whistleblower. Who's the person that gave the whistleblower the information? Because that's close to a spy. You know what we used to do in the old days when we were smart, right? With spies and treason, right? We used to handle it a little differently than we do now. Now you have guys like little Adam Schiff defending you. Little Adam. He's just, that's all right.
And we now have the timeline of exactly what happened. Back in mid-August, August 14th, they had the supposed whistleblower report written up by a powerful Democratic law firm that works for Hillary Clinton. This has now come out over the weekend. We'll go through all the news in the next segment. And they just prepared this lie. That's why Pelosi went ahead with the impeachment press conference before she ever read the transcript. The two are night and day different. The president did absolutely nothing wrong. I mean, we've got Obama on the stage with the Russian Prime Minister, Medvedev, remember, saying, oh, after the election, I can do a lot more. Well, guess what? That's not an impeachable offense. The president is the executive branch. He's allowed to make deals with foreign powers or as long as they're not selling the country out. But the Chinese communists have bought this nation off, and the Russians bought off Hillary to a great extent, with the Uranium One and so many other issues. I mean, Trump is the stalwart for this nation. And wrote the letter on August 12th, but Schiff and others had it. By the 14th, they admit, and then waited over a month to sneak attack the disinfo and say, oh, we've got all the proof. We've got the whistleblower. Whistleblower. And then Paul Krugman comes out from the New York Times and says, soon we'll all be in FEMA camps. Trump's going to put journalists in camps. It's Obama went after the whistleblowers. And Obama went after the press and locked up hundreds of people, more than even Lincoln did. But again, it's a total lie, a total projection of what they're doing. It's conservatives being kicked off the air and being sued and lied about and arrested and persecuted and blacklisted. But we're going to go over some of Krugman's famous faux pas, feet in the mouth. You really just can't put your foot in your own ass. But remember, he said the internet would be gone by 2005. It would just no one would use it anymore. He said that in 1998. And other really hilarious stuff. We've got some of those coming up for you. Because he says, man, liberal media is all being put in camps by Trump. Oh, yeah. He says, either we arrest Trump or we all get put in camps. He says, arrest the president, then flips around and goes, he wants to arrest us. Total inversion in one statement.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's
800-590-4930.
You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Nowadays, if you get a Nobel Prize, it's a joke. It really is. And there's articles out, even from the Wall Street Journal, saying, are movie reviews dead? There's other articles saying, is political polling dead? And the answer is yes. When you don't have any integrity and you give Nobel Prizes to criminals and liars, or when Rotten Tomatoes is on record being paid off to give horrible movies 100% reviews, but then they give zero review to Dave Chappelle because he says he's sick of political correctness and he gets a 98 from fans. People know it's a fraud and it loses all value and it becomes a total joke. And the Democratic Party and the corporate media and the Hollywood scum, bought and paid for by the Chi-Coms, who literally own the majority of six of the eight big Hollywood production firms, now know that no one believes them other than their own cult followers, maybe 20% of the public, who knows it's all a lie, but goes with it because they still think they can fool somebody or they can at least disrupt the country and cause a stock market crash. Remember last year, Bill Maher came out and said, I want to crash the economy so that Trump doesn't win. He said it again this year. And then the private Federal Reserve raised interest rates a bunch to do that. I mean, we're watching groups openly try to sabotage the country at the behest of foreign powers, while telling us continually the president's a traitor and he's selling us out to the Russians and the Ukrainians and the everybody else, when he's the America First president. Everybody knows it. So let me hit one of their chief liars first out of all this huge news, because it's illustrative of everything we're going to cover. Paul Krugman won a Nobel Prize for economics for supporting and pushing Obama era type economic propaganda, which is deindustrialization of the West, screwing America over, garbage. Paul Krugman famously said that President Trump would never be elected, and if he was, there'd be a stock market crash when he got elected. Instead, it went straight up. Everybody knows that. In fact, guys, pull up a graph of stock market since 2016, December 2016. By then, it's skyrocketing straight up. Everybody knows that. Almost doubled, basically, since then. And then Krugman famously, of course, said that Trump would never get the growth rate up to 3%. Remember, Obama said Trump doesn't have a magic wand. You can't do it. Obama could never do it. Trump got it up to 3.8. So there you go again. And then since 2016, right through 2019, you see it continue to go up. We can pull up that graph from 2016 and 2019, please. Again, we're a radio show. We're also simulcast on television, so we can actually show people what we're talking about here. And then Paul Krugman, of course, previously said that the internet was going to basically be an outdated thing by 2005, and nobody would really be using it. He said that in 1998 in the New York Times. So this guy is fabulously wrong continually. But see, he's doing that on purpose, ladies and gentlemen, because you get these prizes and things for, like, starting a bunch of wars. I mean, Obama launched more wars than George H.W. and the Clintons combined. Total warmonger. Hillary said, we came, we saw Libya, you know, was destroyed. Now all of Africa's collapsing. There, I mean, you get peace prizes for stuff like that. You don't get peace prizes for stopping war. And so for feeding people pure manure and keeping them in the dark, Paul Krugman gets a Nobel Prize. But the Nobel Prize is a joke. It's like the lady that brought down Bill O'Reilly with made-up crap. She got a Pulitzer Prize, and then they've been camped out here in Austin for basically 3 years trying to get people to make up stuff about me constantly. I mean, you're a joke. They have Pulitzer Prize winners camped out in Austin with whole teams under them trying to lie about me. Doesn't matter. Go ahead and publish your article. No one will believe it. You're a bunch of damn liars. Let's continue. Let me read you Paul Krugman. The growth of the internet will slow drastically as the flaw in the Meta law, which states that the number of potential connections in a network is proportional to the square of the number of participants, becomes apparent. Most people have nothing to say to each other. By 2005 or so, it will become clear the internet's impact on the economy has been no greater than the fax machine. I mean, this guy thinks you're an idiot. Remember what Gruber, who helped write Obamacare, said. Thank God you're so stupid. Thank God you're so dumb. Thank God you don't have an attention span of a goldfish. And he was giving that at a group of professors on C-SPAN, laughing at you. Krugman literally hates you and your family. So, we could read over all these quotes for you, but here's what really matters about Krugman. He says that Trump either needs to be arrested in a tweet he put out, and I can read it to you if you'd like. Let's put up Krugman's tweet, please, from Saturday. He says either we put Trump in jail or he's going to lock up thousands of journalists. No one's been locked up. Under Obama, hundreds of journalists got locked up like we were a third world country. Hundreds of whistleblowers got targeted. Here's an article. 2013 articles about the Department of Justice investigation and arrest of reporters. Wikipedia has a year-by-year of it if you want to go read it. But again, Krugman and people think you have no memory. Here's the Krugman tweet.
Starting to look like two possible outcomes. Trump and a number of others end up in jail, or thousands of journalists end up in prison camps.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's who these people are. And they think you're total morons and total idiots. And here's the big takeaway. They're making their move on America right now. And they've got your kids to the public schools. They've got your money where you sent your young people to these colleges. Almost all the degrees are worthless by design. And then they promise them, oh, once the utopia takes over of communism, then you're going to have a place in it. And so that's why the millennials, more than half of them, are working for a communist utopia, is because they've been told that they're the ruling class by con artists like Paul Krugman. This is admitted. And so that's why they want authoritarianism. That's why they love censorship. That's why they're being prepared in the colleges to go to Silicon Valley and then oversee the censorship. Because they've been taught from high school this is their place. They're all a bunch of hateful fascists like Greta Thunberg that you dare not question. She can't even talk. We got video coming up where she's asked real questions. Can't even respond to anything. Her Twitter's obviously not run by her. Her and her Antifa parents. But this is the future if we keep just standing down. Because the Democrats are going to get crazier and crazier, and socialists and globalists are, because they're financed by the ultra-rich. They're backed up by communist China with a world record in killing people. They're adopting its global social score, panopticonic, big brother, mark of the beast, you will buy nor sell system. Everybody's being listened to by the devices, the Trojan horses everybody brought to their homes. They admit they're putting fluoride in the water to lower your IQ. It's all admitted. And the more we keep putting up with it, like they're the authorities and they're the bosses, the worse it's going to get, because we're in this stalemate now where most people don't believe him and hate the establishment, but they're still in charge, except populists are getting elected everywhere, so now they're taking over elections, speeding up election fraud, speeding up intimidation, bullying, and we're on a collision course. So I'm going to talk at the bottom of the hour, believe me, you want to be here, about how we defeat this and how we stop this. And I have a plan. There's an article up on Infowars.com that deals with all of this. And we've proven we know how to take action, and you know how to take action and stop these globalists, but it's going to have to be in the streets. We've got to hit the streets in a big, meaningful, aggressive way. This is why they've wanted us off air ahead of 2020, because they don't want us, as the modern Paul Revere's, to raise the alarm. The president has said, we'll play the clips again. I played them at the start. You may have missed them. That we're in a war. Who are we at war with, though? And that these people are evil and want to overthrow the country because Trump represents the people in our best interest. That's coming up, and how to stop them, and the latest Ukraine garbage, and the latest on Biden, and just so much more. But you want solutions? You're going to get them. You want marching orders? You're going to get them.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call
Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The threat to impeach President Trump is very, very real. It's very, very serious. I'm going to be breaking that down, the numbers from the House and the Senate, what's happening behind the scenes. Mark Levin did a very good job in the 6.5-minute report with Hannity Friday that I want to air part of, where he explains the Republicans have to go on the offense or it's over. And I'm going to explain that again in a moment as well. But that doesn't just mean the old blue bloods like Mitch McConnell up there that has just put up with incredible crap. People death-threatening him in his yard, and then Twitter suspends him for saying it's wrong. I mean, when the leader of the Senate's acting like that, that green lights America taking it up the keister with no lubrication. And I'm sorry to use analogies like that, but I mean, that's what's happening here. These criminals have been encouraged by the fact that when they're coming at us with criminal activity and a war against America and saying America was never great, it'll never be great, no borders, no wall, no USA at all. All these white Democrats are saying whites are inherently bad, trying to cause racial division. They're the bad guys, folks. They're taking the promise of America and throwing it in the toilet. They're globalists. They have sold the nation out. And when you've got a president at the Rose Garden saying, I'm representing you and your interests, so they're coming after me, but I'm not going to back down. That's a pledge that he's been keeping. I just wish he'd do more about the censorship, because it's not about private companies. It's about combines spying on people and punishing people for what they do and what they say, and then lying about the fact that they're doing it. And election meddling. And only putting negative search results up for conservative candidates. Rigging the searches. It's all admitted. Steven Crowder finally figured it's happening to him. It's been happening to him for 6 months. I told him. You type in his name, wouldn't get any of his stuff. He bitched about it. They stopped it. We've got to get aggressive. Kissing the left's ass has encouraged all this behavior. So people say Trump's too hardcore. He's not hardcore enough, because when you're met with extremism, when you're met with tyranny, it's not extreme to meet it at the level it comes at you, or even stronger to deal with it. What did Barry Goldwater say? Extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Extremism, when you're faced with out-of-control tyranny, isn't extremism. It's survival, people. We've had it so good so long that we don't know when we got a case of cancer. We got it. So here's the president again at the Rose Garden on the weekend, and then him Friday speaking to the diplomatic corps in New York, saying we're in a war. But who are we in a war with? Here's the clips back to back.
What's going on now is the single greatest scam in the history of American politics. The Democrats want to take away your guns. They want to take away your health care. They want to take away your vote. They want to take away your freedom. They want to take away your judges. They want to take away everything. We can never let this happen. We're fighting to drain the swamp, and that's exactly what I'm doing. And you see why we have to do it. Because our country is at stake like never before. It's all very simple. They're trying to stop me because I'm fighting for you. And I'll never let that happen.
So the whistleblower came out and said nothing. said, a couple of people told me he had a conversation with Ukraine. We're in a war. These people are sick. They're sick. And nobody's called it out like I do. I don't understand. People are afraid to call it out. They're afraid to say that the press is crooked. We have a crooked press. We have a dishonest media. I want to know who's the person that gave the whistleblower. Who's the person that gave the whistleblower the information? Because that's close to a spy. You know what we used to do in the old days when we were smart, right? With spies and treason. Right? We used to handle it a little differently than we do now. Now you have guys like little Adam Schiff defending you. Little Adam. That's all right.
And folks can sit there and joke, but it's not a laughing matter. You notice the Secretary General of the UN came out after Trump gave that speech, and he said the world is split between China and America, and the world's deciding who's going to run the world. Well, the Chi-Coms have the record for killing people. Their own admission's 115 mil, 80-something under Mao. And you have the New York Times praising him, not just this year, but every year going back to the founding of the communist nation. People never voted for it. They were put into giant slave camps. Over 100 million were killed one way or another. And that's who our ruling establishment wants. Not because the owners of Walmart and the Koch brothers, oh, they're involved in it too, and the Soroses of the world actually believe communism will help you. They just call it communism, and then all the generals are billionaires under that. And then the robber barons that set it up, they control trillions. They're offshore. Our corrupt elites, our robber barons, who are at war with America for our entire history, went over and set up China at the end of World War II to teach us a lesson, to deindustrialize us, to leverage us out. The Council on Foreign Relations has written thousands of snot-nosed articles, literally thousands. I looked it up. Since the 1950s, about how China would, you know, cut us down to size. We've been maneuvered into this position. But I'll tell you this, just the wealth we've had has turned us into a bunch of jellyfish, myself included. And so we can sit there and wish Trump was doing more. Geraldo Rivera got it right. He said, can you imagine what it's like for Trump trying to run anything when there's all these spies around him who then take what he does and spin it as if it's dirty? That's what people use secrecy for. Oh, there's a non-disclosure. I can't tell you what Alex Jones was really doing. It's all made up. I've learned that. Because any media company has a non-disclosure, and people are like, oh, I can't tell you, non-disclosure. Oh. And it's the same thing with Trump. Oh, the talk with Ukraine. It was so bad, pro quo. And then, of course, you get the transcript. There's nothing there. Trump said weeks ago, he goes, you think I'm an idiot? You think I'm going to do anything illegal anyways? I love this country. But plus, why the hell would I do it when all those agencies are listening? You think I'm crazy? Phone calls with Trump are incredibly boring. How's your wife? How's your kids? Keep it up. Great job. You know, just press the attack. We're going to beat these scum. Yeah, you know, McCain's an idiot, isn't he? But you don't like McCain too much. Just stuff like that. Because it's all being recorded. In the room, there's five people on the phone. And now they want all his phone calls. Imagine all your phone calls paraded all over the news, looking for something to spin. How about Schiff release his phone calls? We're going to go to break, but I'll tell you this, folks. I'm not funded by George Soros and Hollywood and the globalists, and they went through and harassed all our sponsors and got rid of them years ago. I'm supported by you, and I thank you for the support. But listen, I need everybody to step up at InfoWarsStore.com. If you're just trying to impeach the president, trying to take out all of his key supporters, because I have a voice and I have a platform able to speak to you. It's you they're trying to silence. That's why it's more important than ever to get high-quality products you already need, like fluoride-free, high-quality toothpaste, Superboy toothpaste, and InfoWarsStore.com, the amazing Wake Up America coffee that's one of the highest qualities out there for a very low price. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off, and Black Friday comes 2 months early to InfoWars. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off all preparedness goods, water filters, air filters, and all the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. So step up, folks. I appreciate you. Spread the word about the broadcast. Pray for us and buy the products.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the Big Game Changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Alex Jones. Please remember that the very fact that this broadcast exists is an affront to world government, the Chi-Coms, the Democratic Party, Antifa, child molesters, devil worshippers everywhere. I'm not joking when I say that. I shot a special report today that's not aired yet, not been posted to Infowars.com or Newswars.com, and will only be posted once I go off at about 5:45 or so, and the final segment airs. dealing with what we're really contending with and what's at the bottom of the rat hole or the spider hole. And that is occultism. That is devil worship. So that is coming up in the final segment tonight. It is of paramount importance. Then the report will be posted to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. The only way it will reach people or go viral is if you decide to share it by text message, by email, or by word of mouth, or to share it from band.video, which has not been blacklisted on Facebook and Twitter yet, like InfoWars.com. So it's easier to share via those platforms. So this is your mission, should you choose to accept it. You're tuned in. I think you have accepted it. Now, I want to talk about ways to take action and ways to defeat the globalist 100% and have victory in 2020. And obviously, it's about you taking action. So we're going to do that here in just a moment. But since I mentioned the last segment today, what's coming up, here's a story from InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com today. Transgender Antifa, there it is, Hail Satan, Antifa transsexuals, staged satanic ritual in downtown Portland to protest patriot prayer. Now, you can sit around and joke and laugh about this. These people are not joking. And the whole Hail Satan movie around the country where they're trying to get the Democrats to adopt Satanism as their official language, don't worry, they already have. This is real. Just like Bob Dylan talked about. Go ahead and roll the clip.
It is your desire to cast off spiritual servitude that was thrust upon you without consent. If you agree with me, if you agree, repeat after me. Hail Satan!
Okay, so that's enough of these people. The full video is on InfoWars.com. Now look how pathetic and weak they are. Satan's not giving them power. Also, the Satanists always claim, oh, Satan gives you the right to do what you want and speech and all this. Every time Satanists take over, they take everybody's freedom away and burn and rape everything into a giant hole in the ground. French Revolution style. George Washington warned about that. And the false Illuminati, they call themselves the Enlightenment. They are not the Enlightenment. They came to kill the Enlightenment. Adam Weishaupt. So let's continue in his whole Jesuit conspiracy. Now let's continue here. Here's Bob Dylan on 60 Minutes more than 20 years ago. People say, oh, he was just joking. No, in the last segment today, I'll show Bob Dylan saying he went to the crossroads in the South and he sold his soul to the devil. Let me explain something, folks. In Hollywood, before most people get initiated, they actually ask you to do this, okay? They asked Mark Dice to do it. He said no. They asked me to do it. I said no. This is real. It's in the joke. You're going to see that in the last segment today. I talk about it. Right now, here's Bob Dylan.
Still out here doing these songs. You know, you're still on tour.
I do, but I don't take it for granted.
Why do you still do it? Why are you still out here?
Well, it goes back to the destiny thing. You know, I made a bargain with it, you know, a long time ago, and I'm holding up my hand.
What was your bargain?
To get where I am now.
Should I ask who you made the bargain with?
with you know, with the chief commander.
On this earth?
On this earth and then in the world we can't see.
Bob Dylan has been...
the chief commander. The chief commander. Not a lot of people have had a conversation with the chief commander. That Bob Dylan has, I went and found other interviews he gave where he explains it all. It's exactly what's been reported by others. This isn't your run-of-the-mill demon stuff. No, this is communion with Lucifer. We'll talk about it in the last segment today. You want to know about the bottom of the rabbit hole? Satan will give you a little taste, and he'll move in with rapid speed. We'll talk about it coming up in the last segment today. Because if you want to be a slave, if you want to be a loser, the devil's got a place at the table for you. But you want to really find out what's on the other side, go to the next level. Now, the whole world tells you Jesus isn't real for a reason. And you're not going to find strongholds with more Satanists in them than big mega churches and these establishment systems. It's all about feeling good. There's no discernment in them. There's no fighting the mark of the beast, the world government, abortion. The fruits are dead in those churches. Yes, faith comes by grace, but then there'll be fruits. A tree without fruits is dead. It's not eternal. So I'm going to tell you again, the devil first took over the churches with the pedophile rings, all of it, with the money, with the power, through the seminaries, the World Council of Churches. There aren't many churches, folks. Satanism's real. And you get convinced that, oh, the devil's not real. Oh, we're all just machines. There's no free will. They've got you at that point. Almost every major leftist that tells you they're an atheist is a Satanist. Eddie Murphy came out and talked about this with Mr. Seinfeld this week. That's what made me think about this and go, you know, I ought to show people some clips of entertainers and Hollywood people and others. I mean, Francois Mitterrand, the French president, Tony Blair, the British prime minister, his wife gave an interview and said that he is possessed by the spirit of the light every morning and convulses on the ground. Look it up. So if you want to know why all this is so anti-human, oh, we'll make you a good poet. Oh, we'll make you a good musician. Oh, you'll be in Hollywood. You already have the gift to be a great poet or somebody in Hollywood or a musician. You already have those gifts God gave you. The devil just taps into those and shows you the power you have, and you're convinced the devil gave it to you. All the devil can do is get the world out of your way and make you powerful in this system, but it's always at the expense of innocence. To make sure you're drugged through the mud and have that on your soul to make sure you go down forever. It's the worst deal. It's the most horrible deal. It sucks. And none of the power, none of the money, and none of it fulfills you. It's like eating food that turns to... And they even tell you this in the allegories. It's like that cheesy Pirates of the Caribbean, the Black Pearl cursed ship because they did bad things to get the gold and... They drink the wine, they eat the food, it goes right through them. Beautiful women can't enjoy them. And that's what this is all about. But if you really love God, you're not some shrinking violet, like a little fake priest and all these people. That's the devil making you think, oh, God's not powerful. You can't, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. You know God. You know all the enemy's operations, everything Satanists know beyond their most powerful leaders, but you don't even want it. You're like, it's like a stinking vampire bat on your arm. Get it away. I mean, you just can't even imagine just the full boost. It's unbelievable. But not everybody's meant to have that, are they? No, they're going to have to go with their God. And, you know, God gave us free will. I understand why God did it. Satanists go, oh, your God's a torturer and all this other stuff. No, God just has the will to create new beings that have free will.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the Big Game Changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But
I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Solutions right now, then I'll get into other major world events and news next hour on those special reports I told you about. President Trump is doing the best job he can. He is completely surrounded by liars and by people that take what he says and then spin it and illegally release it. Then when Trump spends months and even years proving that it's not true, by then they leapfrog like gymnasts to the next lie that we then spend our time debunking. And Pelosi knows that Trump's going to win in a landslide despite all their election fraud and all their fake polls. People know the polls are as fake as movie reviews now, all bought and paid for. And so she said, look, we're going to have articles of impeachment by Thanksgiving. And if it isn't this Ukraine thing, we got a bunch of stuff. That's a quote. We got a bunch of great candidates. Now, the polls internally came in and showed just 15, 20 points more for Trump, not 5 points. They panicked this weekend. She said she's praying about it. She feels terrible now. And we've seen Schiff and others making the rounds on television. And we've seen the former Ukrainian prime minister come out and say, wow, yeah, what Biden did with his son is totally illegal. So this won't just be sacrificing Biden, which is what they want to do now because he's run out of steam and is doddering and can't finish his sentences. And they know Warren's not popular, so they want to remove him. And then they've got stuff they think they're going to launch on Pence. They think there'll be so much fear and so much intimidation that they all run for the exits. And then, boy, they can get back on top of America and bully us into submission. And they've got the race wars wound up, and they've got their sex wars lined up, and their total division. It's all in the WikiLeaks. The Chi-Coms are just throwing billions a month at Netflix and at the big production companies to produce. I mean, I've got articles here I'm going to get to next hour that are up on Infowars.com. New Netflix movie fantasizes about time-traveling liberals carrying out pre-crime murder of patriots to prevent an American uprising against globalism. They kill innocent school teachers and school bus drivers and doctors and people. Anyone with an AR-15 is killed by leftist Antifa priest. And the show, it's out. There's reviews of it. It's got a big cast, big budget. Oh, by the way, the production company's Chinese-owned. And the same folks that put out Get Out, where the white people kidnap black people and, you know, kill them in their homes or whatever, all made-up craziness. They have that movie coming out, you know, where they kidnap the Trump supporters and torture them to death, The Hunt or whatever. The Purge, all these movies. Well, they're behind that. I mean, it's just every day there's a new show coming so fast. And people watch this. I was in studio a few weeks ago. They put out the first part of it. They're splitting it in two. For 4.5 hours with TIP or TI, and he literally said, yeah, I'll see you when I come to Austin for South by Southwest. I said, yeah, man, come by my house and stuff. Bring your kids. You meet my kids. We got kids the same age. He said, man, I'm not going to white people's houses now. And then he was joking around. Well, you know, I'm like, Get Out. You know, will you kill me if I get in there? And I mean, folks, he really believed it. Meanwhile, I have a stack of articles about blacks killing blacks, a little black kid getting stabbed by 7 other black kids. 9 out of 10 black people that are killed by black people. And I'm there on the show with him saying, hey, more than double the population of blacks. We're only 30% of the population, but 36% of abortions are black. He's like, oh, that doesn't matter. But one video he was showing me on his phone is some little white kid beating up a black kid. He's like, see, that shows the white supremacism is exploding. Not facts, not statistics, not reality. Because that's where he gets rewarded by the media, Pavlovianly, with the ding ding here. You know, you get a carrot. By the way, I don't like seeing a little kid get held down by a bully and beat up. That happened plenty of times to me. It just made me tough. I had white kids, black kids hold me down to do that. They were bigger than me. Later, I beat their ass. But the point is, the statistics show the most dangerous thing for a black person is their mother's womb. But none of these black people I've talked to ever care about that because the media hadn't told them to care. But let me get to the solutions. Let me get to the positive news. Let me get to the big news here. Because I'm not holding back on this. It's just that this is so big. And we're holding destiny in our hands. I know that if you as an audience do this, and if I go out as an example and do this as well, I know that we're going to turn things around, and I know we're going to absolutely put the globals back on their heels and defeat them. I absolutely know it's the case. So let me tell you what it is now, and then I will spend the second segment of the next hour that's 10 minutes long getting it all into one report because I need this to be concise. I need to be laser focused and only cover this issue because I go down all these rabbit trails because there's so much here to cover. And it deals with everybody hitting the streets. And it's not like I'm giving you a theory here that I think will work if you do it. It's guaranteed. And it's why they want us off the air. You see, I haven't just done this before. You've done this before. We got President Trump elected. We took him over the top. This broadcast, this show, all of us working in synchronicity and serendipity together. A combined effort. Absolutely, you can say Drudge got him elected or You could say the Daily Caller helped, or Breitbart, or you could say InfoWars. But this broadcast, if we weren't here to put out the talking points and put out the analysis and to get the people moving in the grassroots, Trump wouldn't have been elected. And that's not about taking credit. Everybody gets credit. It's about realizing if we don't do this again, the election fraud, that wave of fraud, is going to make it inland. I always compare Trump to a wave, and they build a seawall of election fraud. And if it's high enough, that big wave of fraud, that big wave of people voting for Trump and taking action, that big wave won't make it over that wall of total election fraud. So we've done this before. So regardless of how you look at it, a leftist wave of election fraud and fake polls and the rest of it can stop the will of the people in a landslide for a populist president. Or see it the other way, as the seawall of their lies trying to stop the wave. Doesn't matter. The point is they're allegories and they're true. That's what we're facing. That's what we're dealing with. So I'm going to do my best to cover this second segment next hour. Some stations don't carry that little 5 minutes, but a lot of our stations don't want to carry news, so-called news, and so they like that little 5 minutes. I'm going to air a special report on Democrats doubling down, promising to take your guns. And then we're going to get into it. And I know when something is game-winning. I know when something's lightning in a bottle. I know when something's victory, because I don't get butterflies speaking to a big crowd of people. I don't get butterflies, trying to pick up a hot chick when I wasn't married or whatever. I don't get butterflies about to get in a fight. But when I see destiny, and when I know it's in my hands, and when I know that if we don't win, true evil is going to run absolutely rampant, and it's our responsibility to fight as hard as we can, and then God will take us the rest of the way. When I know something's destiny, well, just like that, I started sweating about 5 minutes ago, as you can see if you're watching on television. Because the responsibility of this is so powerful. And it's almost like if I just come on air and say, here it is, I haven't done a good enough job. I need to drum roll and build this up with some ceremony, because people won't think it's important unless I do that. Now, the article breaks a lot of it down. I wrote it with Jamie White yesterday over the telephone. But something of this magnitude is really up to you to envision what I'm saying and to decide from your perspective what needs to be done that's legal and lawful, so that we don't go into this physical civil war the globalists are trying to launch. The article's on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. Please get it out however you can. It's time for Americans to hit the streets, counter the leftist coup by bringing truth to their events. Now, that sounds very elementary, but you did that. Hundreds of events, Bill Clinton's a rapist, hundreds of events exposing Hillary Uranium One. It was all over the national news. It absolutely sabotaged them. Trump then picked up on it, had the rape victims at the events, and InfoWars was adopted as the battle strategy against the Clintons, because we're so effective and we tell the truth, and we had victory. Well, we've got to do it again. We've got to bull our way to the absolute spotlight now, and that means you bullying your way up there to let these bullies and control freaks know you will not be silenced. Because everything they've been doing in the censorship is to stop us from doing what we're about to do.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.